Futuristic music for a futuristic thought. Today, we're going to have a look at the game of hockey and the way that we watch it. And we're going to feature cast what we think will happen in the next 5, 10, maybe even 15 years. And while some of it might seem crazy, just remember this. Genius is insanity right up until it works. Currently, there are two ways to watch hockey, either in person or on a screen of some sort. Your TV, your laptop, your iPad, your phone. We're going to focus on the latter. If you're watching on TV through either cable TV or direct TV or satellite TV of some sort, your options are pretty limited. You can watch the game and you absolutely must watch the commercials that are going with it. Now you can have a phone next to you while you're watching it on TV and participate in some social media, which is kind of like being at the game, but not really. You can still sit in your underwear and do that. But for the most part, this is as simple as it gets. Your next option is to watch it on the computer. If you're on the computer, you can have both the game going and you can have Twitter going at the same time, or you can have multiple games going. Your options are pretty limited. You can pirate it by finding a feed somewhere, or you can get NHL Game Center, which will probably be blacked out in your area anyways. So pirating is actually the best option, and there's a couple of sites to do that at. Our favorite is Hockey Streams. Why? Because they show all kinds of hockey, lots and lots of hockey. They're showing the WHL right now, the OHL, the AHL, the NHL, and much of the World Juniors as well. And when we say that this is pirated, that's a loose term. The fact of the matter is technology is way ahead of the law and the law is trying to catch up. So some things are borderline, some things are iffy. Use it at your own risk if you use it at all. So let's compare those two right there. The NHL Game Center is nice. It's fun. It's blacked out in your area, but if you can manage to get a game, and here's how you would do that. You get a plugin for your browser called Hala, which makes it seem like you're coming from a different country and therefore you're not blacked out. Again, borderline, probably pirating, I'm not sure. But assuming you're using that plugin, you can in fact watch the game that you want to watch, your home team. And if you're watching that, you're going to have a couple of options. You can watch the game, or you can watch the goalie cam, or you can watch the game and the goalie cam. But guess what? They don't sync up. They're often off by 30 seconds or so. But one of the cool features they do have is if you're just watching the game in the timeline as it goes, it'll show you where there was a shot, where there was a hit, and where there was a goal. And it's easy to find that in the timeline and bounce back to it if you want to. But the problem with this is that if you try to do it, you're going to have to get your stream going again, which is often difficult. And NHL Game Center has been known to just mess up their streams completely and not show you the game whatsoever. Hockey Streams, on the other hand, allows you to watch the game in either live mode or DVR mode. You can watch multiple games at a time, and you can watch them in either high res or standard definition if you have bad bandwidth. You can also watch these on your mobile device, your iPad, and just about anything that has a screen and has an internet connection, including Roku, PS4, and Xbox. This is the current state of technology and the best that you can do right now. But we're not here to talk about right now, we're here to talk about the future. So let's move on to some things that we think are going to happen that are going to make the game 100% more fun. Building on what we already know, camera angles will be easily swapped. You can not only swap from the goalie cam to the game cam, but you can swap to player isolation cam. You can watch one player who's being followed by one camera through the entire game. You can also watch multiple feeds from both angles of the ice. So you can be watching the game from the goalie on one side to the goalie on the other side. These features won't just be stuck on a computer because your computer is going to be your TV. It's happening now, and 2 or 3 years from now, they're going to be one and the same, and it won't be a big deal to watch two games at the same time. That's multiple games, swapping camera angles, and tracking players already. That's probably 2 to 5 years from right now that we're going to start seeing stuff like that. But what if you could take it a step further? What if you really love to play and you wanted to share it with your friends? You don't have to wait for My Regular Fist to put it out as a gift, because you're going to be able to stop, back up, annotate, and share that 10 minutes, that 30 seconds, that 5 minutes with your friends. It's like sending them a tweet or a link, but this time it's a video, and it's a video that you picked up on your TV, annotated, and showed somebody why it was so cool. Imagine the memes. But wait, there's more. What if you could pick your announcer? What if you didn't have to listen to the people who are on the TV? If you have NHL Game Center, you don't even get to pick your home people. You get to pick whoever they pick for you. If you're listening to hockey streams, you can usually pick between your home team and the other team. But what if you wanted somebody else? What if you wanted somebody who was there as an adult voice? You like to hear cussing. You like to hear them speaking in words that are real. Or let's just say that you want to hear Radio Mosher, but you need that to be synced up. Choosing your own announcer is a real thing. It could happen now, and I think that it will as soon as they work out some of the rights. But let's say that you're not from America. You don't understand the words on there. Well, Google's getting pretty good at translations, and they're starting to do it with voice in real time. You could be watching a game and decide, you know what? I would love to see this in Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin. Pick a language. You can watch it in real time and listen to it all at the same time. And then after you've watched that game, you can look at a transcript, but it's not just a transcript of words. If you click on a word, it takes you to that point in the game. So as they're talking about, and he passes, and he scores, if you click on that, it takes you to that point in the game. 19 minutes in, goal scored, something like that. But this is just the current future. The distant future, say 5 to 10 years from now, is going to have augmented reality and virtual reality. Why is this cool? Well, because it puts you in a place you've never been before. It actually tricks your brain, the senses in your brain, into thinking that these things are happening to you. If you were standing on a cliff looking through virtual reality like an Oculus Rift, your knees are going to want to buckle because your lizard brain is taking over and saying, we're going to get hurt. It's that good. So then imagine that you're watching a hockey game with that kind of sensory control. And you can do that in first person because the refs and the players all have cameras on their head. You can pick who you want to be. You're watching virtual reality in first person and you're going into the boards. You're going to start cringing. You're going to be like, I'm getting killed right here. And that's going to be great. You're going to love the idea that you're actually a part of the game. It's going to be so realistic you won't have time to get on Twitter and say things that you're going to regret the next day. You're going to get a workout just from watching the game when your heart rate rises and your blood starts pumping. Can you imagine a first-person view of Iggy thumping somebody in the face? It's not going to get any better than that. That's pretty awesome right there. Take all of these things that we've talked about and then add more cameras and sensors. We've talked about the sensors before. They can be everywhere on the ice. We can track things. We can get analytics. We can use sensors on the ice to trigger sensors and gyroscopes in your head to move the headset that you're wearing so it feels like something's actually happening to you. If you turn to the left and somebody comes up on you, a slight little buzz, a slight little thump, something tactile to make you feel like you're actually a part of this game. Do you want all this? Well, guess what? It's coming. It's not as hypothetical as it sounds, and it's not as crazy as it sounds. The only thing that's going to get in the way of all these amazingly cool things happening is money. Ownership, rights, and the NHL not wanting you to have certain aspects of the game presented to you, like players talking on the ice. Believe me, they chirp it out. That, my friends, is how I see the future of the game of hockey and the way that we watch it. If you like this podcast, be sure to check out our other podcasts. The best way to do that is to subscribe on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. This podcast was brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com, the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're only available online. Three new shirts are on their way, Varley, Landy, and their new Colorado hockey shirt. Be sure to check them out and stay awesome.